Up next on High Plains Morning, I have got Tom Fruge on the line. Did I pronounce that right, Tom?
You did indeed.
Indeed. I should have asked you that before we started recording, but hey, this is what you get on High Plains Morning. We are going to Global Kirky 2018 next weekend. That's the 21st and 22nd of September, and this will be my third year coming to this. When I first heard about it, I was like, no way. There is a Zanzibari like octet coming to like Albuquerque. I can drive and go see people playing from Mali. It's such an incredible, beautiful musical festival that you put on, and I kind of can't believe I can get there in a car in 4 hours. So I thank you so much for this fantastic event, and I want to ask you all about it. How are you holding up? You're on your like last final week here.
Yeah, well, we're holding up okay. I mean, you know, tents and stages start loading in on Monday, so it starts for us the day after the festival ends for the next year, but the physical part of the starting really starts for us on Monday.
Okay, and so this is something that happens at the National Hispanic Cultural Center, a beautiful space out in Albuquerque. Tell us a little bit about the history of that space and why you chose that for Global Kirky.
Well, that space is about, I think it's about 16 years old. It's a 20-acre campus on the Rio Grande, and you're right, it is an absolutely beautiful campus. The Performing Arts Building, or the theater, is, in my opinion, really the crown jewel of New Mexico as far as a place to see music or theater. It's a state-of-the-art 700-seat theater, and it's one of our three stages at Global Kirky. The festival, why it was so perfect for the festival is because we have three stages, and the way the National Hispanic Cultural Center is laid out, it really lent to my concept of people being able to take a trip around the world, being literally a minute walk between each stage, but yet those stages are isolated. And the other interesting thing about what we did with the stages, it's not just three stages, it's actually three different concert-going ambiances. So you have, as I previously mentioned, the state-of-the-art theater. You have the Plaza Mayor with a big outdoor stage with, you know, like a trailer truck stage. And then we have in the Fountain Courtyard of the History and Literary Building, we have a smaller stage that's under the portal that serves two purposes. One is for very intimate performances. You know, we've had in the past people like Yongchen Lama from Tibet singing a cappella under the moon and stars. But we also usually end the night on that stage with a more contemporary band. You know, bands that have played on that stage to end the nights there have been, you know, Mexican Institute of Sound, Nonstop Bangra. So it also turns into kind of a sweaty outdoor club kind of thing, for lack of a better description.
Yeah, it got really, really interesting. Last year we saw Tahani play, and it was all the dancers with like full Native American like garb. I saw the Estonian pop band where she pulls out a mouth harp and starts going to town. It is such a fascinating place to go from stage to stage. And then you've got the intimate setting of inside where we saw Balladino play there. And this guy pulls out this PVC pipe that he turned into some kind of crazy instrument. It's just really, this cross-section of how creative human beings could be. It just makes you think, wow, we're going to make great pets when we're enslaved by aliens.
Yes, we will.
We will.
And, you know, the thing is that Global Kirky was designed to be, well, it's designed to be a couple things. Obviously, it's entertaining. But it was also designed to be a place to discover. And that's what people that come year after year, like you had said to me off the phone, you know, I don't even really look because I want to be surprised. And that's kind of what starts happening at the festival. You know, this year we have Iris Dement, who is an American treasure, an Americana icon, and most people know her, and many people may come to Global Kirky to see her. But it's always interesting to hear who the bands people are talking about on Sunday, because they have never been the bands people have come to see.
Yeah, no, that's completely true.
Discovered.
Yeah, like we're not all up on Turkish music, you know, we're not all up on what's going on in Egypt. But we trust you and your partner.
You know, the other thing is, I think, you know, it's very hard to explain Global Kirky in a conversation or even on paper, as you probably know now that you've been there.
Yeah.
One of the things we get the most from first-timers and this happens every year, and I'm not exaggerating, a handful of people come up to us every year, either me or my partner, and say, I had no idea this festival was this.
Yeah.
Because I think people have, like, one of the things we like to say is, your perception of Globalkirky is likely not the reality. Because I think people think that if they haven't been, that it's going to be maybe ethnomusicological or state or, you know, maybe weird, whatever that means. And they get there and they realize, oh my God, this isn't weird or staid. You know, last year, Nortec Collective was easily the hippest band playing that night in the Southwest, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And, you know, we also have traditional music as well, as you know. But it's everything from the very traditional to the very not traditional.
Yeah, like we saw some Zimbabwe pop from Makumba one time, and you had, like, people just freaking out, dancing, these incredible drums. You know, you just can't sit still. And it is one of these things where no one's ever heard music like this before live. It just doesn't come around. And that's what's so cool that, you know, speaking of, you mentioned your partner, Neil. Tell us a little bit about what it was that made you two want to go ahead and do this, because this can't be inexpensive and this can't be not a lot of work.
Well, it's certainly a labor of love. You know, I'll tell you that. Well, you know, I've been in the music business for all my professional career. And I started out at record labels, and all the record labels I worked at were world music labels. I worked at Green Linnet, who at one time was the largest Celtic label in the world. I worked at Putumayo, who most people know. I worked at Triloca. And I ended up in New Mexico. I won't go into that long story. Still working at Triloca, and I was at an event in New York that some friends were putting on called Global Fest. And it's an associated showcase event to the Arts Presenters Conference in New York in January. And a friend of mine from Los Angeles was with me, and we were watching Rokia Traore from Mali. You mentioned Mali before. And she turned to me and she goes, hey, what do you think about doing a Global Fest West? And I looked at her and I said, I think it's brilliant. What do you think about doing it in New Mexico instead of Los Angeles? And she said, I think that's brilliant. You know, anybody that's been to a conference knows that ideas come up and you come home and you get back into real life and they kind of dissipate. For some reason, it just hung with me because, you know, the record industry was kind of imploding. So I was kind of looking for other things to do. And I first got the venue through a mutual friend introduced me to Joseph Wasson, who was then the director of programming at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. And we met. And, you know, it was kind of iffy because we're not a Latin event, and we have Latin bands, but he got it immediately, and he said, I'd love to do this. And I reached out to Neil, who I had known, not personally, but just I had met him in a weird way when I worked at record labels. He was doing small concerts here in New Mexico.
And this is Neil Copperman.
Neil Copperman. And I from my past working with him on a couple small events in New Mexico when I was in California, I realized he was an honest guy, and we seemed to have similar tastes in world music. And anyway, we met, and I said, you want to do this? I said, it's crazy, but, you know. And so he's crazily enough said yes. And we took off. And I do have to give props to the administration that was in Albuquerque at the time. Because we called up the mayor's office, I don't know how many cities you can do this in, and they were like, yeah, come on in and meet us. And we had a 15-minute meeting that turned into over an hour. And they just kind of got behind it. They said, we think this is a great idea. What can we do to help? And in the early days, they helped us, both in kind and a little financially. Then that dried up, but that's a whole other story, different administrations. But, you know, I don't think it would have launched as easily if we were in a bigger city where we couldn't just walk into City Hall, you know what I mean? And
say yeah.
So I don't know if that answers your question, but...
Absolutely.
And, you know, obviously we do other things. It's not what pays our bills, that's for sure. But it is a labor of love. I mean, my company, Avocado Artists, which is one of the producing companies. We're a nonprofit arts organization, and our mission is to promote cross-cultural understanding, and to celebrate or recognize our similarities and celebrate our differences, and not to get political, but I really believe, and I know this is a cliche, that the more you understand other people and other cultures, the more you are exposed to them, the more you meet them, the harder it is to think of them as the other.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think having this event in New Mexico is kind of great because people can get there. You know what I mean? It's not, the flights into that town are not too much. It's kind of an affordable place to have it. And wow, look at how many artists do you have on the lineup this year?
17.
Wow.
So 10 performances a night.
That's
three of the artists repeat, so we give people the chance to, although they don't repeat on the same stage. And that's always been interesting because, and you maybe have seen this, somebody, when they play in the Journal Theater, it may be very different than when they play in the Fountain Courtyard.
Right.
Their set is slightly different because of the different ambiance that I talked about earlier. So, and, I'd like to say this to the people that are traveling. We also have, and I don't know if a lot of people know this, we have these great hotel ticket package deals. And I know, I won't go into it, but they can go up to globalkirky.org and see them.
Wonderful. Well, I'll definitely link to that when I put this on our hppr.org. So of these artists that we have lined up, obviously we mentioned Iris Dement, who's from the U.S. So, hey, we're on the globe, so we count. Yeah. There are also some from, North America. There's a Canadian Lemon Bucket Orchestra. But I also see Turkey. I see Italy, Egypt, Ireland, Congo, Cuba, Mexico, Ecuador. What are the ones that you're hearing about and or most excited about as someone who's into world music?
Oh, boy. We so carefully curated that I love all of them. But let me tell you some that I think are going to be very special. Los de Abajo, who are a legendary Mexican band. They recorded for both Peter Gabriel's Real World and David Byrne's Luwak Abap. They are a 12-piece world, ska, Mexican, everything band. They are playing Global Kirky back with their original lineup. And we are very excited about it. We're the only World Music Festival in America this year that is going to have them. Because they're doing other stuff in L.A. They're kind of doing a press junket.
Mm-hmm.
And I know their agents, and we talked, and I said, can we get them here? And they're like, yeah. So that's going to be a really special performance. They're not really touring the U.S. yet. They're going to after. So I'm very excited about that one. Yusra Hawari from Egypt is going to be a very interesting thing, and I think she's going to surprise a lot of people. She's an accordion player from Egypt. So she has this kind of almost, Mediterranean crescent influence around her Arabic music. She's also very outspoken. She is traveling with three journalists from Egypt, three female journalists from Egypt. And those journalists are going to be doing a panel during our free programming during the day, which we could talk about because we have a whole new track that you don't know about called G-Panels.
Very cool.
So she's great. She's also doing a workshop, a songwriting panel on Saturday, cultural songwriting panel. Who else do we have? A band that we've been trying to get for 5 years, and when they've toured America, we just couldn't get it. It just wasn't the right timing. Canzonieri Greconico Salentino from Salentino, Italy, the south of Italy. They take traditional Southern Italian music like pizzica, the dance, like tarantella and all that.
Mm-hmm.
They completely contemporize it. We saw them, my wife and I saw them in Europe, and they were unbelievable. unbelievable. They're from Italy. And we finally got them this year, and we're very excited about that. Jupiter and Aquas from the Democratic Republic of Congo are going to completely blow the plaza apart. Completely.
I got to be honest, the African bands are the ones that get me really going. Yeah. I love that stuff.
Yeah, they're completely, completely off the hook. We have an all-female pan Latin band, La Dama. They hail from Brazil, Colombia, Venezuela, and the U.S. They're a really interesting group, how they merge the different styles of their countries, the different traditional musics, but again, very contemporary. They're going to be there on Friday. I would invite people again to go to globalkirky.org. We have descriptions of all the bands. We have videos of all the bands.
Yeah, it's surely too much to cover. I do want to say I absolutely love that you have so many different, Pueblos. You've got, from Taos, you've got an Acoma, you've got a Zuni, you've got all this different Native American music, which also is extremely relevant to people, living down in the Southwest. So that's fantastic that you put a showcase for that.
The celebration that we're presenting is going to be two dance groups, one from Acoma and one from Jemez and Zuni. There's going to be a grand total of 34 performers.
Wow.
They're opening Saturday night. It's going to be pretty crazy.
Okay, so we've got quite a bit to look forward to there. But, the music is just part of what you do. You have a global village with, craft vendors, cuisine. You can be eaten all night long. There's really incredible food there. And the Global Fiesta, there's stuff for kids, dance workshops. And then I saw that you've got this international cinema series, which I don't remember seeing in the previous years. I must have just missed that.
Well, the international cinema series overlaps Global Kirky. So tonight actually is our second screening. It goes the whole month of September.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
So every Thursday we have a free screening in September. And then two of the films are screened at Global Kirky during the Global Fiesta. This year at the Global Fiesta, because I think that's most pertinent to your audience, we are screening Lactodrome, which is a documentary about the Roma people. Which kind of ties in with Lemon Bucket Orchestra, because while they are from Canada, they are a Balkan brass band, cum punk. They're crazy.
Okay, Balkan brass punk. I love it.
So that kind of ties in with them. We're also doing two short documentaries from Spain from a group called, they're friends too, and I just forgot the name of them.
Is it Instituto Cervantes?
No. That's the group that we did the opening film with.
Oh, okay.
This is a group that does. They produce live music in sacred or spectacular locations using solar power.
Oh, wow!
And one of the documentaries is about an event that they produced, and I saw one of these that they did in Spain, in Galicia, on the Ribera Sacra, the Sacred River, called that because there's tons of monasteries along those rivers, and they did it, and many of them are unused. They did it in one of the monasteries, and they took four people from four different compass points on Earth, brought them together for a week. They didn't know each other. Had them collaborate, and then they did a concert in this church.
Amazing.
It was it's unbelievable.
See, I just love that, this festival is just, I now know that that exists. It's just so hard to keep up on things like that are happening
right
in the world.
Well, here's another thing that we're introducing this year, that you, in fact, one of these panels you're going to want to be at. We're doing a thing called G-Panels, which are actually moderated panels. They're very specific topics, and they're kind of professional development panels, although they're very general interest as well. One is going to be a panel with the four Egyptian journalists, moderated by a freelance journalist here in Albuquerque who also works at KUNM, our NPR station, about journalism in Egypt today and the how international journalists view American journalism, which is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
We're going to do a songwriting panel that's also moderated with Yusra from Egypt. And the other panel we're going to do that you're going to be interested in, I think a lot of people will be, is called DIY ABCs, Indie Artist Survival in the New Music World. And it's going to be with Felix Contreras from NPR's Alt Latino.
Hero. He's a complete hero.
Montreal, which is a big conference showcase event in Montreal. Christina Cano from CD Baby. She's also a recording artist. And it's going to be moderated by Catalina Maria Johnson, who is a freelancer, also does a syndicated program called Beat Latino and does stuff with Remzlicka and NPR and, you know, all that. So it's going to be very broad-based, but it's going to talk about all the ins and outs, like what to do and what not to do if you're trying to break into the music business and you're trying to get to that next level. So it's a thing that we're starting to offer that we hope will expand into a separate track, a separate day track at Globalkirky. But
yeah, I think that's going to be really interesting. I mean, it's going to be hard if you have a bunch of really fantastic performers playing at the same time as the panels.
No, it's during the day programming.
Oh, okay, perfect. There you go.
Yeah, it's free. So there's another thing we should say. Nighttime is ticketed, daytime is free.
Got it.
And we're going to have some fantastic workshops with some of the visiting artists. International dance lessons this year are going to be everything from Irish dance to Afro-Cuban. Of course, you mentioned the Global Village. This year we're going to have Afro-Caribbean food, Cambodian food, Italian street pizza, French crepes. No hot dogs and hamburgers, kids.
Right.
Yeah, so.
God, it's so exciting. It's such a fun time. And it's Friday and Saturday, 21st and 22nd. And this is, what is this? How many years have you been doing this?
This is our 14th year. Next year is our quinceanera.
Nice. 14th year. That's really impressive. I hope you and Neil have taken a pause and looked back and seen what you've brought to the Southwest and made it accessible to all of these people out here. And I'm just feeling very lucky that we're able to come out there. And we thank you so much for always supporting, you know, High Plains Public Radio, letting us come out and view all this stuff. And I keep all of the bands that I, you know, see on the stages. We put them right back into rotation. So our listeners hear music from previous Albuquerque or Globalkirkies all the time.
Oh, that's great. Well, you know, thank you guys for all the support. You in particular and the station have been just, you know, great friends over the past 3 years, and we really love it having you aboard.
Well, we are really excited for next weekend, and I'm going to go ahead and put all this linkage up, and y'all can just click away. There are just too many fantastic artists to see. It's kind of a challenge. So we're very excited for you. Happy 14th, and we will definitely be out there next weekend. Folks, you have to go check this out. Globalkirky, 21st, 22nd in Albuquerque at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. Give them that URL again, how they can find it online.
Globalkirky.org.
And that's GLOBALQUERQUE.org.
Correct.
Beautiful. And I'll put that link up as well. Tom, thank you so much. Tell Neil thank you as well. And we'll see you next weekend.
Absolutely.
All right. Bye-bye.